Who says that he's interested in it? Then you say, Ech avadan mishloi b'fon. That's a question, how far do you go with zochen li'adam shaloi b'fon? Zochen li'adam shaloi b'fon. The original zochen li'adam in the Mishnah and Erevin is to be kind of a shutfus in the box of matzahs, a matana that you don't pay for. What if, let's say, I have an old gemara at home that's falling to pieces. And I'm not, let's say, in yeshiva. I have an old gemara that's all serious, and I'm not in yeshiva that day. A meshugana comes, he wants to buy Rabbi Shechter's gemara for $5,000. I'll be happy to sell it to him for $5. Who needs such an old gemara? I have nothing, no special value to me. I'm not there that day. So he says he wants to buy the gemara for $5,000. So there's the Ramor claims that you say Zochen Amish Lefonot, they'll sell the gemara and buy beer. So the Ksais HaChayshin has a famous comment, he disagrees. The Ramah quotes it from the Trumas HaDeshin. Whenever it's L'tay Vasa, so he says Zochen Amish Lefonot. So the Ksais and the Avne Miluim, the Sefer by the Ksais and Ebenezer, the Avne Miluim, has the same comment to both Svarim. Zochen Li Odom, but you don't say Zochen Mei Odom. You can't say Zochen Mei Odom. No one has the right to sell my property on my behalf, even though it's L'tay Vasa. And he claims he has a Rashba. Yeah, like that. He claims he has a Rashba. You only say that's, he coins that expression. That's not a Rashba. That lingo, that lotion, Zochen Li Adam. You don't say Zochen Li Adam. Zochen Li Adam, you can be Kaina Matona on behalf of a person, but you can't be Kaina the person's property away from him. You don't say Zochen Li Adam. So that's what the Saisachoshin has that title. Chazanish claims that there never was such a Rashba. That the Ksais misunderstood the Rashba. The Rashba said a different thing. In Eretz Yisrael, this is Maisim B'chol Yom. They all rely on the Chazanish. They all rely on the Ramah, quotes of Shomer Zadashin. They do it like this. All the stores, all the food businesses, they have a Mashgiach from the Rabbanut, from the Eidach HaRevis, whatever. So they contact a Kashrus organization, the Rabbanut, the Eidach HaRevis, and they want a Mashgiach to be Machrish, Chumas, and Maisris, and they hang up a sign, everything in the store is under the Hashgach of the Bada. It's fine. So the Mashgiach comes every day to the market, and he's Machrish on the grapes, and on the olives, and on the fruits, and the vegetables, and everything. But the question is, I appointed him as a Mashgiach on Sunday, but on the fruits and vegetables that they deliver on Monday, there was a Dovish Labalion. I didn't even own it yet. Or let's say a wine factory, Carmel Wine Factory. So Mr. Carmel is running all over the world trying to get more customers to buy his wine. He's not there every day when the Mashgiach comes to be Mafrish. After a year, they're going to have new grapes that weren't even planted yet, that didn't even grow before. So they're going to get new grapes. At the time that he appointed the Mashgiach to be Mafrish, Chumas and Mises, you can't appoint a Shaliach and a Dovish Labaliyan. So how is the Hashgach any good? So the answer is based on Zochel Yom Shlevifana. We're doing a favor to Mr. Carmel. He doesn't want to be bothered every day to call up the Rabbi and say, I appoint you again as a shliach. He has no time. He's busy running around the world to make more business. Okay, so that's an easier case. But in the shops where they sell fruits and vegetables, you get a new delivery every day. So you can't expect the shopkeeper to appoint the shliach every day to appoint them. The shliach was appointed a long time ago, months ago, years ago, and he comes every day, and his mafish trumas and maisers. So how can you appoint the shliach on a dovish la boli yolim? Yigmar says, and there's a milsa deal la matzi ovi, shliach la matzi mashvi. You can't appoint the shliach to do something that you yourself can't do. I'm the owner of this store. I can't be mafish trumas and maisers and the pears that don't belong to me. So how can I appoint the shliach today to be mafish trumas and maisers and the pears they're going to deliver tomorrow if today they don't belong to me? So the answer is the trumas adeshin. Ramah quotes the Trumas HaDeshin, it's based on Zochen Li Adam Shlevi Fonam. You're doing a favor to the Baal HaBas who owns the store. He doesn't have time every day to go be Memara and other Shlich. So this is the Chazanish set up the system in Eretz Yisrael. And we do follow that Ramah. The Ramah quotes it from the Trumas HaDeshin. The Ksais HaChoshim was not happy with that answer. He thought that the Rashba said, you only say Zochen Li Adam, you don't say Zochen Li Adam. So we don't follow that Chazanish. We follow the Chazanish. It says that the Rashba never exists. But Bitzkachonon also has. Bitzkachonon has Chuvis and Chelik Arachayim, but very little on Arachayim Dikat topics. So much of Chelik Arachayim is Choshen Mishpat. So he has a lot about mechiras chametz. So he says, when the balabatim asked the rabbi to serve as their shliach to sell their chametz, some of the balabatim are going to forget. So the practice was that the rabbanim in the big cities, when they would sell the chametz to the goy, they would say, we're selling the chametz of all of the people who signed on this shtar hashoah, and we're selling the chametz on behalf of those Orthodox Jews who forgot to ask us to sell, based on Zoch and Liyot, the Mishlai Befanim. We're doing them a favor. We're selling their chametz, and you're obligating yourself to pay for the chametz. I bet he didn't appoint me to sell his chametz for him. So Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan says, we don't follow that ktzos, that you don't say Zoch and Liyot.
They don't even know how much chametz they have, so how can you know?
Okay. So we say, however much chametz they have, you're going to pay the full price. The goy is going to pay the full price, unless we buy it back from him. And we're going to have to establish how much was it worth on Erev Pesach when we sold it to him. So that was Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan writes Truvas like that. He said, we don't follow that tzitz. We follow the Ramah B'Shem Truvas Adeshin that you do say Zalcha Da'ad Mishlai V'Van. It's the question, how far do you go with Zalcha Da'ad Mishlai V'Van? For example, when I give a matana, so the din is, a katan can make a katan before bar mitzvah, cannot make a kinyan men ha-Torah on his own. That's it. The Dovah Shal Hefka, the cotton picks it up. So the Gemara says it's only Gezem if Nei Darkei Shalom. Mitzias Cherishay to the cotton is only Gezem if Nei Darkei Shalom. But Min HaTorah the cotton isn't Kanei, because cotton is a La Bardas. What if I give a Matana to a cotton? So we pass on like Tesis when there's a Das and Cheris Makhtan, and the cotton is Kanei Min HaTorah. So there's no need for Das, there's no need for Das Kanei. Whenever there's Das Makhtan, there's no need for Das Kanei. So the original Mishnah, an Erevin that has the original source of Mishnais with Zalchan HaMishlai V'Vanav, when you want to give a matana to someone else, they should become a shutta with them, Baksa Matzis and Eruv HaTzeris, so then there's no need to give a matana, there's no need for Das Kaina. You can't do Bal Karchai, but you can even give a matana to a Kotten, there's no need for Das Kaina. So that's why the Tzois was questioning, there's no need for Das Kaina over there. So there you can say Zalchan HaMishlai V'Vanav, all you need is Kavanas Kinyan. You don't know how to be Din Das. But they should sell my property on my behalf. Who does Gehakiva and that you say Zochnam Shlevifan? So that was the taina of the Ktzois, to sell my property. So Yitzchok Hanan says, and the Chazanish says, we don't follow that Ktzois. We say, even though you need Das Makne, you can say Zochnam Shlevifanov to take the place of the Das Makne. What if you need a higher level of Das? Let's say a boy has a crush on a girl and he's embarrassed to propose to the girl. So someone knows, a good friend of the chassan, a good friend of the boy, knows that he's chalishing to marry this girl. And the girl is thinking about, she doesn't even know, so she's dating other people. So can someone go give a ring to the girl, say, Hariyat Mukadesh is to Ploini, because I know Ploini is dying to marry you. We just say, Zachan al Mishlai B'Fan. So the Rosh in Kiddushin has a machlekes HaRishayim about that. Why? Why isn't the saying Zachan Mei Adam? The answer is not because Das Kiddushin is already a higher level of Das. You need, getting married is a more significant decision in life than selling some chametz that you have in the house. So selling the chametz and being mafresh chumas and maisa on my behalf, you do say zoch le'anim shlei b'fanav. But to make shidach zoch le'anim shlei b'fanav for das kiddushin, you need a higher level of das. So that's already a machlek zavishen. So some shanim say even by das kiddushin also you say zoch le'anim shlei b'fanav. So then it's a shaila, what about by get? He says, Zalchan Am Shalai Fana by get also. Let's say, the husband never authorized the sofer and the shlech to give a get to his wife. But we know that it's in the best interest of the husband. It really be the best thing for the husband. So that's a more serious shayla. Because Rav Chaim has a hechocher, Rav Chaim and Rav Shach has in his sefer, he didn't know Rav Chaim said this. See, he rediscovered America. So he writes in the Sefer also like that, that Das Gerushin, you need a higher degree of Das, you need a stronger degree of Das to give a get than to give Kiddushin. So maybe by get, it's not shach to say, Sochan Ram Shalai B'Fanav, you should be able to write a get on behalf of a husband. He never asked me to write the get for him. I should write the get and give the get because it's the Tovus HaIsha, the Tovus HaBaal, it's in the best interest of the husband. So that was a big machlokes in Europe after the First World War. There were husbands who were missing in action. You don't know whether they were alive or dead. So if he's dead, then there's no shayla. Let's say they were children, so there's no shayla of chalitza. So if the husband is dead, gishtar. If the husband is alive, he's in prison somewhere, he doesn't have his wife anyway. He's in prison somewhere. So there was one of the rabbanim felt, we're doing a toivah to the husband. Why should he be magen his wife? He doesn't gain anything out of the fact that he's married to the wife. So one of the Rabbanim, one of the prominent Rabbanim, used to do Zoch Nehag Mishlei B'fanav to write a get. A few times he did it. He wrote a get on behalf of the husband who was missing in action. And the other Rabbanim were not keen at all about that. Rav Herzog has a tshuva, where he talks about this, and he writes, and then he cholem afilu. I would never even dream of being maker like that, because everybody outvoted that Tamachach. So that's the whole hullabaloo now in Eretz Yisrael. I think 2 years ago on Tainus Esther, there was a young girl who was married, not observant, young girl who was married, her husband was in an automobile accident or something, a bicycle accident, I forgot the whole story. And then he's laying in the hospital, he's a vegetable. He's just on life support system. So he can live like that for years. So the girl is a young girl, in a young 20s, she's going to be in Aguna for years and years and years. So what are you going to do? So there were three rabbis in the Beis Din in Tzfat. They're not the most prominent rabbis in Eretz Yisrael. So the three rabbis in the Beis Din wrote a long tshuva, 99 pages long, and because they had to cover all the possibilities to say that they disagree, so they have honorable mention. They give me honorable mention. They quote what I said, and they disagree with me. I explained that you don't say Zochan. I explained why Rav Herzog was right, that you don't say Zochan on Mishlei B'fanav to write a get. Whenever you need more das, so then it's already more questionable whether they say Zochan. So get needs the highest level of das. Get needs more das than kiddushin. Kiddushin means not das than mekachememka. Mekachememka means more das than kabbalas matana. So at kedei kach to say zochen on a get, that's too much. We have no sources on that. So this Beis Din and Tzfat, they fasted on Tainus Esther. In Europe, there used to be a practice like that, that the rabbonim felt that giving a get was such a serious thing, they would fast the day they gave it. Today, the rabbonim would have to fast every day of the week. People getting divorced every day, what shaykh? In Europe, they would fast, and they would take a whole week to decide how they're going to spell the names. Today they do 10 gittin a day. What should I have to fast the day that you give again? Unfortunately. So they fasted because it was Tainus Esther. They fasted, and then they gave a get with Zochen Le'adam Shlei B'fanav. And there's nobody to be Ma'arah. The husband is a vegetative state. No one to be Ma'arah. But
Zochen would take care of, like, the Nasim B'yadah. You have to be
Nasim B'yadah. Yes, so someone gave the get to the wife as representing the husband. Right, they wrote the get as if the husband had asked them to, and they gave the get as if the husband had asked them to. Why is it as chus for the husband? Why is it as chus for the husband? Very, very fluky. Very fluky. So the one who they learned originally, there used to be a kollel in Psagot, where Bogrei Yeshivat Kerem B'Yavna, the boys who got smichim in Kerem B'Yavna, they learned Yerbidei Chelek Aleph. So those who wanted to study for Dayanis, from Etzion, from Shalavim, so there was a special kollel in Psagot, I think it was sponsored by Kerem B'Yavna, and they would learn for Dayanis. So the one who headed the kollel, this was years ago, many years ago, one who headed the kollel was Moshe Mordechai Farbstein, the son of Rabbi Avraham Farbstein. So he was very upset. He's the one who taught them Avinazar, and they're not listening to him. He said the whole thing is ridiculous what they did. So he sent them a nasty letter, and they gave him back. They disagreed. So now the Rabbanut is going to try to overturn that psak. Because Rabbi Avadya Yosef's son already wrote a tshuva then. When he heard, when they wrote in the newspapers that they're contemplating this, to give a get by the Zachlam Shlafam, so he printed a shtikl Torah then, that there is no such thing. And he wrote a story that once there was a man who was in a vegetative state, and the woman would be in Aguna for the rest of her life. So his father, Chacham Avadya, went with 10 people from the kollel. He went to the hospital room, and they were saying to him that the Rabbanu Shalom should take his life. And he said he died a week late. So he said, that's what you should do. That's what we should do. I remember I met this Rav Farbstein. So when I read about this in the paper, I thought it was terrible. And then I read the long tshuva, 99 pages. So they quoted what I said, and they disagreed with me. They disagreed with everybody. So I said it would have been easier if they should be mekalan lo sirtzach. They should stop replacing the intravenous, and he's going to die natural death. There's more room to be mekalan that. It's not so chomer over there. There's what started him to leave him, let him die a natural death. If it would have been years ago, he would have died a long time ago. Who says he mukhaif to give him so much intravenous? You're not getting anywhere over here. So he said the same thing. It would have been better to be mekalan the lo sirtzach than to be mekalan the lo sinuf in this case. So now the Rabbanut is going to probably overturn the psak that they gave.